Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission orders removal of Home Secretaries in 6 states and DGP of West Bengal ahead of general elections. NDA finalizes seat sharing in Bihar for Lok Sabha polls. BJP to contest on 17 seats, JDU on 16 and LJP Ram Vilas on 5 seats. Supreme Court directs SBI to make complete disclosure of electoral bond details by Thursday. Samajwadi Party leader and former Uttar Pradesh Minister Azam Khan sentenced to 7-year jail term in Rampur demolition case. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand tomorrow. And Hockey India announces 27-member men's team for Australia tour. The Election Commission today ordered large-scale transfers of bureaucrats ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. The Commission removed the Home Secretaries in 6 states along with the Director General of Police of West Bengal. Sources said the Home Secretaries have been removed in Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Secretaries of the General Administrative Department in Mizoram and Himachal Pradesh have also been shifted. Besides, the poll body has ordered the removal of Brihan Mumbai Municipal Commissioner Iqbal Singh Chahal, as well as additional commissioners and deputy commissioners. IPS officer Vivek Sahai has been appointed as the next DGP of West Bengal after the removal of state DGP Rajiv Kumar. The National Democratic Alliance NDA allies in Bihar have finalized their seat-sharing agreement. Under it, the BJP will fight on 17 Lok Sabha seats, Janata Dal United JDU on 16 and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas on 5 seats. Former Chief Minister Jitin Ram Manchi led Hindustani Awami Morcha and Upendra Kushwaha's Rashtriya Lok Morcha will contest 1 seat each. The announcement was made by BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade in New Delhi today.
Bharatiya Janata Party, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Hindustani Awam Morcha aur Rashtriya Lok Morcha, NDA Gathbandhan, Bihar mein ek saath hokar chunav ladega. Bhale party ke apne-apne chunav chinh apne-apne seaton pe alag ho, lekin sabhi 40 seaton par pura NDA ki sabhi partiyan taakat lagayegi.
Bihar BJP President Samrat Chaudhary, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, Raju Tiwari of LJPR and others were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Karnataka and Telangana today. Speaking at a public meeting in Shivamoga district of Karnataka, Mr. Modi said the country has witnessed BJP's delivery on development.
Pichle 10 varson mein desh ne बीजेपी का काम देखा है. बीजेपी की सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकताएं हैं विकास, गरीब कल्याण और सामर्थ्यवान भारत.
The Prime Minister said, on the other hand, our NDIA bloc is known for corruption and appeasement politics. He accused the Congress of being an expert in making false promises. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi conducted a roadshow at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi held a public meeting at Jagatial in Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks on Shakti. He said the spot on the moon where Chandrayaan 3's lander Vikram touched down has been named as Shiv Shakti Point. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today clarified that his reference to Shakti is for the power that has captured India's voice, institutions and the entire constitutional structure of the country is in its clutches. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi accused Prime Minister Modi of twisting the meaning of his comments. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has blamed the centre for the plight of farmers in the state. In a statement, the Chief Minister's office said the central government has not responded to many of the demands made by the state government. The demands include the releasing of NDRF funds for drought relief, increasing the man days under MGE Narega and clearing of Mahadayi and Mekedatu drinking water projects. In Telangana, election authorities have chalked out a strategy to improve the polling percentage in the state this time. Speaking to the media in Hyderabad this evening, State Chief Electoral Officer Vikas Raj said an action plan has been prepared for about 5,000 polling stations, which witnessed the lowest poll percentage during the recently held assembly elections in the state.
One thing is to, of course, motivate them to come, and second thing is basically to identify if there are any specific issues in this area with regard to their coming to the polling station or anything like that. So that the program is going on. In addition to that, of course, keeping the hot climate that's going to be there in the month of May, we are also going to make special provision for people to take rest in the sheds and then drinking water, etc.
The Supreme Court today directed the State Bank of India to make a complete disclosure of all details related to electoral bonds by Thursday. The Apex Court said the details to be disclosed include the unique bond numbers that would reveal the link between the buyers and the recipient political parties. A 5-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud directed the SBI chairman to file an affidavit before it by 5 p.m. on the 21st of March, indicating that the bank had disclosed all details. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Luke Nirna. 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the news at 9. Senior Samajwadi Party leader and former Uttar Pradesh Minister Azam Khan was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment today by an MPMLA court in Rampur in Uttar Pradesh. The case pertains to forced demolition of a house in 2016 in the Dungarpur area of Rampur. The court also imposed a fine of 8 lakh rupees on Azam Khan. 3 other convicts were handed over a 5-year jail term and a fine of 2 lakh rupees each. Another 3 accused in the case were acquitted by the court. This is the 5th case in which the Samajwadi Party leader, who is already in jail, has been convicted over the past 1 year. The Supreme Court today rejected the bail plea of former Delhi Minister Satendra Jain in a money laundering case, asking him to surrender forthwith. The court also rejected the bail plea of other 2 accused, Ankush and Vaibhav Jain. An oral request by Jain's counsel to allow him to surrender in a week's time was also rejected. Satendra Jain was granted interim bail for 6 weeks on medical grounds in May last year. Later, it was extended from time to time. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has provisionally attached immovable properties worth over 16 crore rupees belonging to Shravan Gupta and accused in the Augusta Westland VVIP chopper scam case. The properties attached are in the form of land and farmhouse located in a posh area of Delhi. The agency initiated investigation on the basis of an FIR registered by the CBI under various sections of IPC and Prevention of Corruption Act related to the Augusta Westland VVIP chopper scam. The ED in its investigation revealed that kickbacks amounting to 70 million euro were paid by Augusta Westland for influencing the deal of supply of 12 VVIP choppers in its favour. In West Bengal, 8 persons lost their lives and at least 15 others were injured when after an under-construction 5-storey building collapsed at Garden Reach area in Kolkata last night. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee visited the accident site and directed Kolkata Police Commissioner Vineet Goyal to take action against those involved in the illegal construction of the building. The central government has constituted the Unlawful Activities Prevention Tribunal to adjudicate whether or not there is sufficient cause for declaring the Muslim Conference Jammu and Kashmir Bhat faction and Muslim Conference Jammu and Kashmir Somji faction as unlawful associations. The tribunal consists of Justice Nina Bansal Krishna, judge in Delhi High Court. The Union Home Ministry had banned both the organizations as unlawful associations for a period of 5 years last month under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today held a telephonic conversation with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Both ministers briefly discussed a range of bilateral, regional security and defense cooperation issues. The U.S. Secretary of Defense appreciated the important role being played by the Indian Navy in conducting anti-piracy operations in the Indian Ocean region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Vladimir Putin on his re-election as the President of the Russian Federation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to work together with Mr. Putin to further strengthen the time-tested, special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia. Afghanistan has claimed that Pakistani strikes on its territory have killed at least 8 people. Pakistan launched overnight airstrikes inside Afghanistan in the early hours today. The strike comes after 7 Pakistani troops were killed in an attack in North Waziristan region of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa on Saturday. Pakistan said the attack targeted armed groups hiding out in border regions. Tensions have been rising between Afghanistan and Pakistan since the Taliban retook control of the country in 2021. President Draupadi Murmu has asked civil service officers to make use of the latest technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain and big data analytics for an efficient and smart administration. President Murmu was addressing the state civil services officers at Rashtrapati Bhavan today.
You must adapt to this changing world of digital governance and enhance your capabilities accordingly. You must make use of the latest technologies such as AI, blockchain and big data analytics for an efficient and smart administration. This is the time when collaboration and convergence are the need of the hour.
Renowned poet Prabha Verma has been selected for the Saraswati Samman for the year 2023 for his work in Malayalam language. The honour carries, apart from a citation, a plaque and an award money of 15 lakh rupees. Benchmark equity indices ended higher in volatile trade ahead of the U.S. Federal Reserve's interest rate decision this week and rising crude oil prices. We have a report.
The 30-share Sensex rose 105 points or 0.14% to close at 72,748 and NSE Nifty jumped 32 points or 0.15% to finish at 22,056. In the forex market, the Indian rupee today ended at 82.91 rupees against the US dollar. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $85.61 per barrel when reports last came in. Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand tomorrow. The weather agency said scattered to moderate rainfall is likely over Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha during the next 4 days. It also predicted the possibility of hailstorm and squall in the region tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is expected in Jharkhand, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, eastern Madhya Pradesh and Bihar till the 21st of this month. Hockey India today announced a 27-member men's team for the upcoming Australia tour, starting the 6th of April. The team, led by Harmanpreet Singh, will take on the hosts in the 5-match series. All matches will be played in Perth. The tour is significant as the Indian team aims to fine-tune its preparations ahead of the Paris Olympics to be held later this year. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission orders removal of Home Secretaries in 6 states and DGP of West Bengal ahead of general elections. NDA finalizes seat sharing in Bihar for Lok Sabha polls, BJP to contest on 17 seats, JDU on 16 and LJP Ram Vilas on 5 seats. Supreme Court directs SBI to make complete disclosure of electoral bond details by Thursday. Samajwadi Party leader and former Uttar Pradesh Minister Azam Khan sentenced to 7-year jail term in Rampur demolition case. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand tomorrow. And Hockey India announces 27-member men's team for Australia tour. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.